So the new executive director of the Lorain County Historical Society.
Yes, I am.
Now you follow in the big shoes of Bill Byrd, right?
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about your trek to this particular point. What's your background in sort of maybe in history or museums, that type of a thing?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me this morning. I am a resident of Wellington, so I do have some familiarity with Lorain County. I've lived there for about 13 years, but I come to the Lorain County Historical Society from Cleveland Restoration Society. I have a background in architecture, in historic preservation, but I have a love of history. So I've wanted to become more involved in my home of Lorain County. So whenever I heard that there was going to be an opening with Bill's retirement, I was so excited to put my name into the hat to become to be considered for the executive directorship.
Yeah.
And so I was very pleased with this position.
You know, you mentioned Wellington. They have quite a history. I mean, and there's history down there with the Spirit of 76 Museum and everything. That town itself oozes history, it seems.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful town. So if you haven't ever been down there, please come down and visit us down there. The architecture there is stunning. The houses are stunning. The town hall is very unique. We're very proud in Wellington of our history. And Lorain County is wonderful. It has a lot of small towns rural areas, but also urban areas and suburban areas. We run the gamut here, so it's very interesting, and it has a lot of unique opportunities. So that's one thing that I'm really excited about with this new position.
You mentioned the Cleveland Restoration Society. What is it? What does it do?
Oh, the Restoration Society is actually one of the largest nonprofit historic preservation groups. It is the largest nonprofit historic preservation group in Ohio and one of the largest ones in the country. And it's in Cleveland, kind of between Cleveland State and the Cleveland Clinic campus, if you're familiar with that area. And I worked there for 21 years, and I started there right out of graduate school. And I was in charge of our membership and development. I did publications for the Restoration Society. But we have, at Cleveland Restoration Society, they had programs that helped homeowners do work on their homes, their historic homes. And by historic, I mean any home that was 50 years or older. So homes that you might not think are typically historic qualified for that. But Cleveland Restoration Society was also involved in helping sacred landmarks, so churches and synagogues the stewardship, the congregations with the stewardship of their properties. They also were involved in advocacy for properties that were endangered and helping to see a plan for those kinds of properties or help the owners with figuring out how to either, think of the next step for those kinds of properties or help put them in the hands of somebody who could do that. So
you mentioned memberships. How important is a membership or memberships to an historical society?
Oh, it's crucial. Absolutely crucial, because they're, as a small nonprofit, there are always, you're always looking to sustain it, and that's, there are different ways that organizations have to fundraise. So membership dollars is definitely an important part of that, of filling the bucket of keeping the organization going. So memberships and if organizations like the Lorain County Historical Society have annual fundraisers and events, and so that's memberships are crucial to that. So anybody who, if you're not familiar with the Historical Society, we invite you to go online to our website at lchs.org and see what we're about. We're also having a fundraiser coming up on October 14th. It's our annual barbecue. So that would be something if you're if you'd like to learn more about what we do, that would be a great way to do it. That's going to be at Jack Mataya Honda, and it's an all-you-can-eat chicken and ribs with some really great side dishes, and it's catered by Pappy Bob's in Oberlin. So if you've been interested in finding out more about what their food is like. And I'm, even though I live near Oberlin, I've never had their food, but I've heard good things. So I'm really excited to try that because I love barbecue. But that's a $30 a ticket. And that's going to be on October 14th, 5 to 8 p.m. At Jack Mataya Honda. And you can get tickets at LCHS at lchs.org or by calling our office. And that's 440-322-3341. So I'd encourage anybody who wants to learn more about our organization to attend that event or go online to our website.
We're talking today with Carrie Broom, the new executive director for the Lorain County Historical Society. You've kind of taken over at a very interesting time, the Lorain County Historical Society, in its name, Lorain County, but there is a sort of an emphasis somewhat on Elyria history as well, mainly sort of because you're located, the main buildings in Elyria. What are some of the things that you see the Historical Society doing, helping out with this bicentennial celebration? And what kind of things have you gotten up to speed on in your short time here?
Absolutely. Well, it is a very wonderful time to be involved with the County Historical Society because of the bicentennial. There have been great events that have been happening all year long with Elyria. I know that there were lots of things that happened right around July and August. I started in August 1st, so it was right kind of at a big crucial time. I know the big parade.
You could have shown up on the parade, right?
Yes,
that week.
Exactly. Right? It was right then. We actually just had a big event last week at the Lorain County History Center, which is in the Star House at 284 Washington Avenue in Elyria, where we brought in a speaker, Judy Friedman. I think her maiden name was Judy Johnson, who graduated from Elyria High, and she is a professor emerita from Rutgers, who spoke about the Western Heights neighborhood and the settlement of the neighborhood, the settlement patterns in the neighborhood, and that was part of her talk was part of the bicentennial celebration. So we had 65 people who came to listen to her talk. The whole, the first floor of the Star House was completely packed with people. I think this was probably one of the first times that that topic had been covered. So it was really interesting. And she had a PowerPoint presentation. She shared historic photos of the neighborhood. And we actually encouraged people to come in and bring their historic photos in their own personal collections. And we scanned those photos so that they could be added to the collection that we have at the Historical Society. Because Dr. Friedman is going to be writing a book. And she's going to, she's looking for a publisher right now, I believe, but she's going to be, when she gets one, she's going to have this book that's about the history of the Western Heights neighborhood. So I think that's something that came out of the bicentennial celebration of Elyria. So I think that was a really exciting event that was spurred by the bicentennial. But there are also a lot of towns around the county that are celebrating their bicentennial. They're either celebrating it this year, they celebrated it last year, or I know Wellington is going to be celebrating its bicentennial next year. So just right around now, this is a really great time in our county because we're kind of at this wonderful time when a lot of
settlements and communities started to develop.
Exactly.
At that time.
Exactly.
I wonder also with, when you have sort of landmark, you know, years, bicentennial, 150, whatever, it kind of, people live in a community and just go about their business, but those kind of make a focus on the history, and it gives them a chance to reflect on the great place that they have and mm-hmm. what the future is. And sometimes there is a connection between the past and the future. What do you see as far as the Historical Society's role in moving forward with things happening in the community and in Elyria and the county as well?
Well, I think that, you know, the way that we talk about our history and the way, especially now that people are so, society in general is kind of more transient and you feel like you lose a little bit of your connection to your history because people move more and everything is quicker and it's more important to be connected to your history. I think that's why it's important to us to to make sure that, that school children are have these opportunities to learn about history, because, you know, that they don't have that connection. They don't, unless we make sure that they have opportunities to see it, then to, you know, think like even telephone, corded telephones, they don't even understand what those things are, right?
Right, exactly.
So it's just very important, I think, that we make sure that they have opportunities to experience some of these artifacts or they have these experiences, because even though to people of other generations, this is just kind of a no-brainer, but they can easily get lost if we don't make sure that they have opportunities.
Right. It's also interesting, depending on the age of the person, their history doesn't have to go very back far before it seems ancient.
Absolutely.
In other words, you think of 50
Absolutely.
Years or 10 years, depending
Absolutely.
On the age of the...
And also, museums in general need to make sure that they don't... you know, you can't just hang something on a wall or put something in a case and think that, oh, that's going to be a good enough experience for something. We need to make sure that we're constantly... we're thinking about what that means for somebody to come in and look at it, or how somebody who's coming in is going to experience it.
How does your fresh eyes then add something at this point? Because I'm sure people in the museums, historical societies, and maybe I will prejudice sometimes think, well, they think that's the way it's always been. We don't want to touch this. This thing is... But fresh eyes can add a whole perspective, and maybe even technology works its way into something.
Well, that's a great question, and I think that's something that, as you know, as I get further and further into my position, I think that I'll be working really closely with the staff of the Historical Society and with our great board of directors, and we're going to figure it out, because it's a great opportunity, and we have two wonderful properties with the Historical Society. We've got the Hickories Museum, and we've got the Lorain County History Center at the Star House, and there's a lot of good material in our collection, and we've got people who are really interested in coming in and seeing it. We can serve the county and beyond. We can serve people who are interested in coming in, visitors, and people who want to experience what we have. So I think that having this fresh perspective, I can't wait to see what we do in the future. I think there's so much potential. So I'm excited, and I hope other people are too. But what happens next? I don't know. I don't know yet.
Right.
That's the great answer.
Well, you mentioned earlier before about the volunteers and the people and the support of the community. That sometimes is what really at the grassroots level that helps drive everything and sustain things through whatever change might take place. Again, if people want to find out more about what's going on with the Lorain County Historical Society or your upcoming event that you have, where can they get some good details on that?
Yeah. Yeah, if they go to lchs.org, they can learn more about what we're doing. We're on Facebook, so if they find us on Facebook, we're starting to be more active there too. But we've got work to do, and I'm excited to get in there and dig in and start doing it.
Sounds great. Well, Carrie, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you very much for sharing your enthusiasm and reminding people all about the Lorain County Historical Society, and of course Elyria celebrating its bicentennial, and as you mentioned, Wellington next year. So a lot of communities have hit milestones, Grafton as well. So it's a good time to be sort of looking at history and seeing how it applies, I guess, to where we are today.
That's
Carrie
right.
Room, Executive Director of Lorain County Historical Society. Again, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We have more